Police Academy is your source for the no apologies, no spin truth about all things police. Discussions about why cops do what they do, avoiding speeding tickets, or just how to stay alive can all be found right here. No questions out of bounds, no topic too sensitive. This is Police Academy. Do you understand
the words that are coming out of my mouth? What we're dealing with here, glittering air, is a complete lack of respect for the law.
And smoke in the reef.
Call the dust pop.
We live in a society of laws.
Dust pop?
Yeah.
No, it's not real.
This thing of weed.
Takes one shot a weekend of training to get that bag.
Hello, ladies and gents. Welcome back to Police Academy. Happy whatever day it is that you're listening to this. I am recording this on a Thursday, but as it is in podcast world, all this stuff is time shifted. You listen when you want to and when you can. So thanks for listening. I just wanted to jump on the mic because I'm in the studio and I've been watching these videos from the Free Hugs Project. What this guy is doing is awesome. I'll put some links in the show notes to this show. You've probably seen some of these videos. This guy goes around, he's got a shirt that says Free Hugs, and he is all about loving people and just spreading love and unifying people. And the reason I'm sitting on the mic talking about this is to point out something. Neither love nor truth nor facts alone will solve our problems and fix anything. In fact, we'll never be able to solve our problems as, you know, humankind. That's too lofty a goal, I think. But I've had a lot of people say to me, the truth doesn't matter. People aren't going to listen to the truth because of their perspective and, you know, the fact that oftentimes what they're getting at is that emotion gets in the way and people don't listen to truth. And I 100% agree. But I do Police Academy because I know there are people looking for truth. And I know some people who may not be looking or are emotional and find it difficult to see through that are not a lost cause. I'm not willing to give up on the goodness and the intellect of people, because people are, not everyone, but people are smart enough to question their own perspective. Perspective is a lie. And that is why I am so focused on giving people actual information. Yes, I talk about the perspective of a police officer, but what I'm saying is this is the lens through which a cop would see this, but here's why. Here is the training that officers are trained. And the point is not to give you a police officer's perspective, but to give you the same training and experience, at least vicariously, that a police officer has, so that you can understand, you know, what you're seeing in that video, what people are saying right now in the media, so on and so forth. I haven't done enough of these shows, but I also want to just do fun stuff and give people tips on how to not get tickets and all that stuff. I mean, that's part of Police Academy too. I've just been busy doing other stuff. But point is, I am not about providing quote unquote perspective. I'm about providing knowledge that you wouldn't otherwise have access to. And that does not mean I'm discounting anyone's experiences, whether they've had bad experiences with the police. And it doesn't mean I'm discounting the fact that we need a lot more just good old-fashioned love, which sounds super cheesy, but it's true. And this guy with the Free Hugs Project has that nailed. I don't know if he's okay with this label, but they label him as a peace activist. You could, I suppose, label me as a truth activist. I don't know if that's the most fitting label, and I don't want that label. I don't want to be considered an activist of any kind. I just want to be considered to be a person who really cares about the truth and informing people and helping people come back together. And that's what Ken with the Free Hugs Project is all about too, unifying people by realizing that we're all just human beings. We just need to love each other. And I guess what I'm trying to get at here is that you could say the same thing to Ken with the Free Hugs Project, that love isn't going to change anything because what people believe about the police, for example, is so terrible that there's no way they'd ever be able to love a human in that uniform. And that is true for some people. But Ken does what he does because he knows that love is powerful and that many people can be changed and people can be brought back together despite what they perceive to be true about the police through love. So on my side, people tell me the truth doesn't matter because they can never love. On Ken's side, they can never love because this is what they see as truth. And my point that I wanted to get to sitting down on this mic right now is that one without the other is useless, but together they are powerful. A lot of people won't listen to what I say unless they see that I truly do love them and care about them as a human being. And a lot of people won't accept Ken's love if they continue to believe the lie that they're being fed right now about the police, for example. Together, they are so powerful, though. Not everyone can be saved. It doesn't matter what you do. There are people who will never listen and who will never love. But it doesn't stop us, guys like me and Ken, from trying. That is pretty much all I wanted to say. I was in the studio. I was thinking about this as I watched one of his videos. And I said, okay, I need to put this on tape. So here it is. And I just thought about this as I recorded. But I have reached out to Ken, and I just thought, why don't you guys reach out to him too? He's a busy dude. I really want to get his attention and hopefully get him on the show. I'll put some links into the show notes for you guys to go check out his platform and watch his videos because they're awesome. But do me a favor, and everyone listening a favor, including yourself, because Ken is awesome, go send him an email. It's freehugsproject.com. Go there, click the contact us button, and write him an email just really quick and say, you got to go talk to Terrence at Police Academy Podcast. They're going to be in St. Louis in about a month, and I hope that it works out that I can go and sit down with him, get to meet him, and get him on the show. So if you guys think that would be awesome, please just take a few seconds. I'll wait. You're doing it right now, right? freehugsproject.com. Contact us. Put in your name, your email, and say, hey, Ken, there's this guy I know that does a podcast that you really got to talk to. It's Police Academy. Okay, anyways. Go send him an email and just say, hey, talk to Terrence. It would be awesome. You guys would love each other. Start a little bromance. You know, nothing special. Okay, I'll stop being weird. But seriously, I would appreciate it if you guys reach out to him because I really want to get him on the show. And you can play a huge role in making that happen. But again, the overall point, the reason I got on the mic today is not to get you to write an email, but just to communicate something to you guys that I was thinking about, and that's truth and love together are so powerful. Alone, they're extremely important, but you combine the two and you've got something that can change the world. And that is what I'm trying to do here on Police Academy. That is what Ken is trying to do. And I hope I can inspire some of you to do the same. Thanks for listening, guys. No ads in this one, just this. Love y'all. As always, do good, be strong, fear nothing. This is Police Academy.